Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Frippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great for consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 right now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Australia is rolling out the world's first cameras that can detect if someone is using a phone while they're driving.
All right.
Cameras, though, you'd think it'd just be like a radar, right?
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but I mean, look, man, just don't use your phone while you drive.
Right? Is that so hard to ask?
Apparently it is.
I mean,
just use it hands-free, man.
It can wait.
Yeah, you can make a phone call. All right, you can do it hands-free.
You can make a phone call. Right, and that text doesn't have to be answered right now.
You know what I want? I want to drive down the road. The phone won't be in my hand. I'll just have my hand up to the side of my head like I'm holding, you know, do the thumb and the pinky.
Mm-hmm.
See if you get pulled over anyway. Like, obviously, I'm not talking to anyone. It's my hand. I'm just being a jackass. Is there a law against being just a jackass?
For you,
gotcha.
Right. For you,
I'm pretty sure I saw you with a phone in your hand. Nope. Phone finger.
Experts say an HIV vaccine may be ready by 2021.
Oh, game on.
Okay.
Yeah. Flu season is already taking off in 6 states. Do you guys have any idea where flu season is taking off?
How about the state of Washington?
No.
Northeast.
I'm gonna get, yeah, Northeast is my thought.
Actually, no. Alabama.
Texas. All right.
Arkansas. Georgia. Nevada. South Carolina. And Texas.
They got cold for 1 week, and everybody in the South has the flu.
Because they're heathens.
Well, they got to. I was like, what is going on?
They got more cold than they were used to down there.
But, I mean, just because you're cold, you shouldn't just get the flu. But I guess that's the South way, right?
A lot of people didn't wash their hands.
Yeah, that's mainly what it is, right? It doesn't really have anything to do with temperatures.
Right.
Like everybody's
you
inside.
Nasty sons
of
bitches.
Oh, man, the city that doesn't wash their hands is Chicago.
Really?
Oh, my God. Every bathroom I went in and every bar, no guy who walked into that bathroom used their hands.
Ah.
Any place I was at. It didn't matter where I was. No one washed their hands.
Everybody grabbed the mix nuts, though.
It just left.
No, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Share my checks, mix.
A man who helped stop the London Bridge terrorist attack on Friday attacked the terrorist with a narwhal tusk.
Well, I mean, that's convenient.
He's been waiting for this moment his entire life.
Was he just walking with it?
I don't know, man. I'm not working on it. But he just apparently had this narwhal tusk and said, hey, when opportunity strikes.
What are the odds that the day you decide to commit a crime, someone with a narwhal tusk is going to be in proximity to take you out, you know?
Man, I guarantee you that he's sporting whatever wound that he got from it, though.
Oh, sure.
I'm sitting there in prison. I got this deep gash. What that's from? Narwhal tusk.
Yeah, that guy's legend now.
Hell yeah.
I didn't have to get in the water.
Right? Same thing if a guy had a sword on him. I don't know why he would, but if I got attacked by a sword, I'd be talking about it forever, man.
But a sword, while insane, is less insane to me than a narwhal tusk.
So I'm robbing this place at gunpoint, right? This guy pulls a narwhal tusk out of me.
Intense. Beat the hell out of me with it.
A society that's devoted to proper use of apostrophes has shut down because the founder says, quote, ignorance and laziness has won.
That
I give up.
It's not the most exciting.
Like, how did you like become the spokesperson for apostrophes anyway?
Right?
You know, you're like, I'm the period guy.
You run this foundation that works on one specific aspect of poor grammar.
And here's the thing, either people have poor grammar or they don't. In the end, if you know what you're doing, like, be content that you understand things. You don't need a whole
society.
Can
you read it? Can you fathom what I'm saying?
Right.
Excuse me, I'm Captain Comma.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
I own the comma. Just covered this a second ago. A teenager in Idaho had to be rescued by firefighters after she took a dare to squeeze into a high chair at Chick-fil-A.
Did you see the video?
Of course not.
Ted pulled up the video. It's
Is it pretty bad?
It's as funny and as stupid as you think. Like, she's stuck in the high chair. She can't get out. So she's calmly sitting there. But it's her friends, and then you see employees of Chick-fil-A. All of them are giving her suggestions for what to try. So at one point, you see her stand up in the chair, stuck to her butt, and take off running.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, it starts with her just, like, you see her in the chair, and then she goes to stand up, and the chair is just stuck to her. Right? The employees are just kind of falling out laughing. Then she's running. Then the firemen show up. And look, I mean, at one point, employees are just dragging, like, let's just tug on the chair. Maybe that'll get her out.
Doggone it.
Yeah, it's very strange, too. She's, you know, she's a 15-year-old girl. She's pretty thin. Just like, how did you get stuck in that
chair?
This
is one of those.
Because it's not made for 15-year-old girls. That's all, man.
This is one of those where you tried literally everything to get out of here because you did not want to be the person that had to have firefighters come to get you out of a high chair that you didn't belong in the first place.
And like, if I'm a firefighter, you know, I grew up as a kid, man. It's like anything. Cop, firefighter. You see all the great stuff on TV, man. Every right. time I save a life, there's an explosion. I save the kid. I climb up a ladder. You know what I mean? I'm always the hero. Or
right.
I get called to Chick-fil-A and cut a teen girl out of a high chair that you can't get out.
I'd give firefighters full permission to make fun of that young lady.
Of course.
The entire
time.
Well,
as if that's not embarrassing enough. That's what you're saying. And it's a 15-year-old girl. Like, I can't imagine there's more embarrassed person than her.
Why don't they have that on Chicago Fire?
Right.
On a very special episode. Crossover Chicago Fire.
Help!
The guy from Chicago PD sits in a high chair, can't get out.
She'll never do it again, though. A 17-year-old girl in Arizona was locked out of her house, so she tried to go down the chimney, but got stuck and needed to be rescued.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Golly. A cosmetics company in Japan is going to start selling a spray-on skin to help cover up blemishes and scars.
The deal with it.
It is. It's like a zit cover-up thing.
It's called
cover-up. You can still see the zit underneath there. Right.
Now you just have a lumpy face.
Right.
I mean, at least a zit explains itself. You're not happy to have a zit, but people know what a zit is. If it looks like your skin, but now your skin's lumpy, I'm terrified.
You got a nose growing out of your cheek.
Right.
Even the makeup that's put over, like, now I get what all that's about, but you're right. If it's just straight on skin and you just got this bump sitting
there. Now
you
just have a lumpy face.
Right.
What's up, lumpy?
Hey, lumpy dude.
Yeah. Wonder how you like your potatoes.
A dad is going viral for his texts after he thought he lost his daughter's hamster. I'll never believe what he said, by the way.
What did he say?
I don't know. A study found we have nightmares because they help us prepare for actual scary situations in real life.
Okay, but it depends on the nightmare. I mean, if it's you're in a car accident, the car sinking underwater, you go, okay, well, that's one thing.
What am
if
I
the nightmare
that?
Is a demon burst out of the ground
right.
and it's chasing me with three flaming fingers, like, what situation is similar to this?
I'm fully prepared for when a giant spider attacks downtown.
You know what? You're right. Based on my nightmares, if a giant spider does attack, what I've learned from my nightmares is that I will scream and die. That is how it shakes
and
out.
Wake up at the end totally okay. Indonesia's new strategy for attracting more tourists is to promote medical treatments, especially penile enlargements.
Sweet.
Where's this?
This is in Indonesia.
I'm going for the beaches.
Damn, Ted. Play poker with Ted. Huh? Just look at the
Jamaica. I'm going to get there and do some hiking and check out the beaches.
Yeah, I heard there's beautiful beaches.
Beaches.
Oh, crime.
Also, check out all my photos now of being small, short.
Beaches is code for something else. Like, yeah, I'm going to Vegas. So check out the beaches.
Right.
Come on. McDonald's just posted a diagram with instructions on how to eat an entire meal one-handed.
Why don't you just ask someone with one hand?
It's basically, you poke a hole in the hinge of the sandwich container with your straw so it rests on your cup horizontally. Then you dump your fries on the other side. People on social media are skeptical. Or you could just friggin' eat the dadgum meal. Why do you need to do it with one hand?
Yeah, I don't.
Probably because they're driving. I mean, I don't see why else.
Because you're driving.
Like, why else would you do this?
But why would McDonald's encourage you to drive and, like, the police are like, don't drive and eat. McDonald's is like, but if you do.
Like I said,
here you go.
Don't eat the fries.
Hey, by the way, the guy, the story earlier, the guy on the London Bridge.
Yeah.
He was attacked by a man with a narwhal tusk.
Yeah.
People are letting us know. The guy with the narwhal tusk grabbed it off of a wall nearby. The other guy was killed by police. It says, you should work on it. But then that would be headlines.
That
makes sense.
I can't work on these. I don't have time to work on these.
But he ripped it off the wall where he works.
Well, all right. I'm glad that that's his weapon of choice. You know what? It's time.
Right?
A dietitian in Australia says that if you want to lose weight, you should eat banana peels.
The peels? Mm-hmm.
Says that all the fiber
all the vitamins.
Vitamins in the peels will also improve your sleep and give you better skin.
You can also do meth.
I'm not weird for eating the skin of things.
No? Anything that's stringy.
Well, we're talking about people, Mike.
Anything that's stringy is going to have a lot of fiber. Whether it's like celery that's stringy.
Right.
You see the strings on the banana. You see strings in, oh, God.
What about string cheese?
Well, yeah, those strings. Those strings aren't very good.
I just eat yarn. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes got those strings kind of mm-hmm. lined
up. I used some string to sew up a chicken.
You did. How was the chicken?
Great.
How was the string?
I made sure to throw out the string.
That's all the vitamins.
I didn't get healthy. I was eating chicken.
A man in North Carolina was arrested for his conduct in the parking lot.
What was his conduct?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hilgate, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, pork. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Booze, buds, and bitches, bitches.
Hola.
I'd expect nothing less from a guy named Pork.
All right, Pork, you understand how this year game is played?
I think so.
Fantastic. Let's go to New Haven, Connecticut, where the waiting area at the Yale New Haven Hospital emergency room was evacuated. It was evacuated after a man took a towel out of a backpack and started yelling, quote, chemical warfare. Now, the incident began unfolding around 9:30 p.m. when the man entered the hospital and asked to see his supervisor, Rick Fontana. That's the director of emergency operations. He said the man then, quote, took a contaminated towel out of a backpack and threw it on a desk in rage. The man left before police arrived. Now, about 35 people were evacuated from the waiting room of the emergency department. Three people, that would be two staff members and an officer, they were all decontaminated as a precaution. The three were isolated, had no signs of symptoms, but they say there's still an analysis to determine what, if any, hazard was on the towel that the man threw while yelling, chemical warfare! Do you believe that this man that threw the towel is black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
It's at Yale, you said. Yale Hospital?
Yale New Haven Hospital.
Okay, and chemical warfare.
That's
like
the quote.
Like a Kennedy song. What does our expert in all things racist say?
I don't respond to that, sir.
Okay. I was talking to Mike Hawk, by the way.
Nice work, Pork.
I don't know.
I'm going to guess Asian.
Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, New Haven, Connecticut.
First of all, Chemical Warfare is the name of my metal band.
Yes, I know that.
Good name.
Mine is Hairless Yeti.
Yeah, Miles, you might be right. Maybe it's Asian. I don't know.
Yale.
Yeah, Ivy League school.
I don't know how many white people can get into Yale. They got to play
sports.
I'm
going to go with my Dead Kennedy's theory because, you know, Dead Kennedy's chemical warfare, Jello Biafra is white. Let's go white.
You got any white people in there, Pork?
Yeah, let's do white.
Okay.
The Dead Kennedy's there.
It's like a holiday in Cambodia. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We had a Connecticut on profile. This in a Connecticut hospital. ER was evacuated after a man went in. He pulled out a towel out of his backpack and yelled, chemical warfare.
That is correct.
And they did actually take out 45 members of the hospital to get them examined.
Sure, man, to make sure,
no chemical warfare.
And then they study the tunnel. 45 minutes left. But, Pork, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Jewish, or Asian? Now, Miles, you went Asian. You just said Yale, Asian. That was the entirety of your thought.
Yale Hospital. I'm
sure. And Pork, you went white. Well, Pork, guess what?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Pork. Should have listened to Miles.
Really?
He was, in fact, Asian.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, man, I've been right a long time now.
I love when you're shocked that you're right.
Yeah,
oh,
all right.
God.
How about that? Finally win. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles.
Okay.
We got some choices for you today.
All right.
All right. You can either have Ted Smith. A Mike Hawk original.
Ooh, Ted or Mike, okay.
The Jimmies.
So Fallon and Kimmel.
And Seth Meyers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have a team of professional writers, and they write jokes for them every night. Our own Ted Smith here works solo. We've got to figure out, is it a Ted Smith original or a Mike Hawk in this case? Or is it Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Seth Meyers?
Yep. For the first time in years, Toys R Us are opening new stores. But if you go inside, it's just one laptop connected to Amazon.
Fallon. Kimmel. I'm going to say Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
For the first time in years, Toys R Us is opening new stores. But when you go inside, it's just one laptop connected to Amazon.
All right, guys, have you seen the baby Yoda going around?
Yeah,
the kids all love it.
Too much.
Yeah. That's not part of the monologue. If you want a baby Yoda Frappuccino at Starbucks, here's how you order it. Get a green matcha green tea Frappuccino. Get a caramel drizzle in the cup so it looks like Yoda's cloak. And get whipped cream on top with caramel and caramel ribbon crunch. Oh, sorry, that's how you get diabetes.
Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Mike Hawk.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's on it.
It's weird because he's just not funny.
Mm-hmm.
The wife of children's TV icon, Mr. Rogers, revealed in a new interview that he would regularly fart in front of her to make her laugh. And she would laugh to make him stop.
Seth Meyers, yeah.
The wife of children's TV icon, Mr. Rogers, revealed in a new interview that he would regularly fart in front of her to make her laugh. And she would laugh to make him stop.
Seth Meyers, got it.
Monopoly just released a Longest Game Ever edition. Longest Game Ever, where the only way to win is to buy all 66 properties in the game. So if you didn't get into a fight with your family on Thanksgiving, this ought to do it.
Ted Smith, Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Monopoly just released a Longest Game Ever edition. Yeah, Longest Game Ever, where the only way to win is to buy all 66 properties in the game. So if you didn't get into a fight with your family on Thanksgiving, this ought to do it.
Did you have ready-to-eat turkey on Thanksgiving? Well, there's a major recall on one brand going on now. So your lazy ass is going to get sick, too. That is me.
It's a little too late for that now, isn't it?
What's that?
Just having a turkey recall after Thanksgiving.
I know.
Like,
by the
way,
we know everyone in the country just had turkey.
The pumpkin pie's bad.
You just ate it.
I think that's, that's what they're saying. Also, I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little sad. And I've had sad Thanksgivings where you're eating turkey lunch
meat.
Gas station turkey sandwiches. But it's bad enough that you didn't have anything to do or to go. So you're just eating hand-to-mouth sandwiches. And now they're like, oh, yeah. Might get sick for that.
Okay, jeez.
You thought Thanksgiving was pathetic before?
Like, what did I do wrong to deserve this?
I brought that up last week, Ted. You weren't here that day, but they're talking about a sad Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like,
all right.
My memory serves. I think Ted has had the saddest. And granted, early in radio, you got to work the day, but still, somebody has leftovers, right? You can go somewhere.
Something should be open. Mm-hmm. There was
not Ted.
It was late. It was that late. Had that gas station turkey sandwich.
And I'm telling you, it was like a horror. It was like a sad, sad film.
That is pathetic.
I'm sitting in this row house in Baltimore City. The wind's whistling through. It's like all spooky. The only exciting thing is I was the only one there. So I was like, screw it. I'm not sleeping in the death room tonight.
Right. Go up on the couch.
Go up on the couch. Watch TV naked on the couch. Actually, I can't. It's freezing in here. It's pathetic, this home.
And my sandwich sucks.
My sandwich sucks. This is good news. If you like The Simpsons, you probably heard that maybe it was ending. The Simpsons in its 31st season, by the way. Composer Danny Elfman, who came up with the song's theme song, was asked about the quality show last week, and he said, quote, well, comma, from what I've heard, it's coming to an end, so that argument will also come to an end. I don't know for a fact, but I've heard it's been this will be its last year. Obviously, Al Jean, who produces it, just said, hey, look, on Thanksgiving Day, we're all thankful for the following article is not true. They just renewed for two more seasons back in February.
Yeah.
So you figured they're going to pump out at least one more.
Easily, man.
I figured they'd be done. I figured after 30, that's enough. But I guess if they can
maybe
still be
they
relevant.
Just want to get to 35, well, I mean, or, you know, make it around. I mean, listen, you can like The Simpsons, not like The Simpsons, but at some point, when it leaves TV, it'll be a big deal.
Right, and when Simpsons leaves TV, I feel like you could make a whole season of that, just like, there's only three episodes left or whatever.
Easily.
Right? And Simpsons people are, like, I'm a Seinfeld person, right? So I reference Seinfeld all the time. But Simpsons people reference Simpsons, and they also know, like, every character that's ever been on there.
I know.
And that's a lot of shows. It's a lot of seasons.
I mean, I watched it for, like, 31 to 12 years. And I feel that is a great amount of time to invest in any TV show, right?
Right.
It's been on two decades after that. I mean, at some point, it's like, I can't keep up, man.
Yeah, it's still the wildest thing. It's like what's Tracy Ullman been up to?
That's a good question.
Yeah, no idea.
Right? I mean, that's where it started. It was on her show.
I mean, I think she does some minor production stuff, but it's amazing that any show that's not sports-related has been on the air that long. Not sports or news. So there's, what, 60 Minutes, Monday Night Football, soap operas, and The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That is unreal.
Mm. Kid Rock. We all know Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He was at his own honky-tonk bar in Nashville. And then basically he went off on a tirade against Oprah. When I've heard, he's pretty drunk and had to be pulled off the stage.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he went after Oprah, then he took aim at Joy Behar and Kathy Lee Gifford. And then, you know, said, well, I can't say that. Or if I say that about Oprah, I guess I'm racist or something. Like, I'm not racist. He basically said they could do certain things to him.
Yeah, I mean, who hadn't said that?
And then he just said, he clarified on Twitter, like, basically, like, I was trying to be on Oprah 5 years ago. They wanted me to write down five reasons why I loved her and her show. I said, F that and her. End of story. I don't know. That just seems
I'm sure that did really good things for his career, not to be on the Oprah Winfrey show.
I mean, he's fine either way.
I know that. But it seems like when you go on Oprah Winfrey, even if you like your own peppermint patty, it would sell out the next day.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, my God, Kid Rock's candy is so good.
You know, Oprah does things, especially if it's a new album or whatever.
Yeah, and I think you go to his bar, right? It's cool the Kid Rock's there. You're just probably not expecting a drunken tirade.
No,
but
those are
kind of weird people to take aim at as well.
Who, Oprah and all?
Oprah, Kathy Lee Gifford, and
I mean, you know, who knows, dude? It's all good. I'm sure when Oprah gets drunk, she brings up Kid Rock. Let me tell you right away. That's Kid Rock. Stedman, bring me Kid Rock.
I mean, I also just think it's just bad because he was at his own place and I had to be like, they were like, get off the
stage.
But
is there any better place?
No, but it's
I mean, if I have to be escorted off stage, I hope it's one of our events. I'm sure my boss feels different, but to me, like, hey, man, that's the place to be.
Well, it's like John Daly, the golfer, right? So he was sponsored by Hooters for years.
Yeah.
And then they had this thing where it was like, you get in a bus and go to Hooters with John Daly, and he's going to get drunk with you. But he got so drunk, they had to, like, throw him out of his own Hooters.
No, listen.
Mm-hmm.
They set this up. You're going to drink with an alcoholic. Like, you know this is going to go.
I know. It just seems worse. It's like getting thrown out of your own party or, like, your own home.
Right.
It's just
sad. We're
going
to have to ask you. I'm your buddy. I'm going to have to ask you.
He was actually a spokesperson for them. So it's just even more than just being there and showing up. Like, his poster was on in the establishment. They had a whole campaign.
Yeah. This one's kind of weird. I don't know why people are kind of freaking out about this. But Billie Eilish, basically, she just did an interview, and they asked, like, she didn't know who Van Halen is. I'll remind people, she's a 17-year-old girl.
Why? Right.
Like, why would she, like,
I get she's a musician, but like that's a different genre.
It's a different genre, and they don't
two
have
two different generations completely.
But they don't have a Stairway to Heaven. I mean, it's not
well. Not only that, but I mean, their last album that was probably popular, even with Sammy Hagar, was what 1993.
That's what I said to Robin in the office maybe? Before the show. Right, I know, said, "Look, I'm 38 years old. I'll be 39." I go, Van Halen wasn't that relevant when like I was a teenager.
No, right?
They were always like that older band that everybody liked. I remember, like, Hot for Teacher as a child.
I mean, look, I like Van Halen. I'm aware of what they're doing. I understand that most people don't care. You know, there's, like, Led Zeppelin, people know who they are. Pink Floyd, sure. AC/DC. We understand, but Van Halen's not one of those bands.
Yeah. So, obviously, this time of year, there's some exciting sports. There's college sports, this and that. Did anybody watch part of the dog show?
No.
No.
All right, just listen to the excitement in this guy's voice as he announces the winner.
And the best in show tonight is the Bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey! Nobody was surprised. Eduardo Perez, the handler.
Well, he's a very complete dog, you know. He's not just one piece. He's many pieces together. He moves like a dream. I love this dog.
What is going on there?
He moves like a dream.
No,
what world are they living in?
It's like
it sounds like the dog whisperer came and like gave his two cents at the end.
You move like a dream. Ooh. This bulldog's so nimble and he lifts his leg and pees. Look at perfect that. Balance. It is so subtle. It's so dominating.
Didn't dribble on his paw or nothing.
Speaking of athletics and peeing like a dog, did you guys see the end of the Ole Miss Mississippi State game?
No.
A guy from Ole Miss scores, and he crawled over to the back of the end zone and lifted his leg like a dog.
Oh, and then they missed the field goal. They missed the extra point because of a 15-yard penalty.
15-yard
I did see that.
Personal foul. Because it's college. Like, you can't really celebrate at all.
Well, okay, look, the NFL lets you celebrate, and they'll let you do some things I don't think they're cool with you peeing.
Mm-mm. I think DJ Metcalf.
Like, the NFL says, like, look, man, do your thing, and you take your silly pictures and all that stuff, but... But can you not urinate?
I think Metcalf did that a few years back.
And got in trouble.
He was kind of paying homage to him. So he replicated it, and then 15-yarder.
Well, Mississippi
State.
And
the guy
State.
Missed the extra point by like 2 feet.
Right, and you're playing a mascot called the Bulldogs.
Right.
So I think that's part of it. But
I'm sure.
That is the wildest thing I've ever seen.
Still
God, like, did I read that right? Did I hear that right? They missed an extra point because of a personal foul as a human tried to pee like a dog.
Yep.
I will say that. It looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Until the guy missed the extra point. It's kind of critical. Lost him the game.
Because he just had to pee.
Well, let's be honest, Miles. The kicker lost him the game.
Yes, that's, a good
well, that's
point.
What I mean. Yeah.
All that did was pee, dog.
It's already backed up pretty far.
There'll be a bunch of wild dogs out there. Just don't pee like one.
Okay, Coach. I'm sorry, Coach. I didn't know. I didn't know not to pee like a dog on the field, Coach.
Yeah, you said don't take my helmet off.
I kept my helmet on, but I peed like a dog.
What would you guys say is your favorite show from Netflix that's not Friends?
Oh,
man.
I guess Stranger Things?
I'm watching something on there, and I honestly can't remember. There's like a couple of shows I watch. I just don't remember if they're Xfinity, if they're Netflix, if they're whatever.
Murder Mountain was pretty good, although it was only like probably 5-6 episodes. Oh, that was a good one.
That was good. So they have a list of the top 10 shows that are not Friends on Netflix. Number 10, Ozark, which I know a lot of people like.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard great things about it.
People really get into that. And then number 9 is Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Parks and Recreation, obviously, people like that.
I feel like that doesn't count, though. I mean, I know it does. I know it does, but, like, Parks and Rec is an NBC show. Netflix just bought the rights to it.
Yeah, most of this list is shows that belong in other places. Supernatural's on there, number 8. Number 7 is Orange is the New Black, which I believe is a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless is on there. That obviously used to be on Showtime when it started. Criminal Minds is on there. That was on Network TV as well.
That's what I mean.
That's... NCIS. It dominates Lord. Netflix.
It dominates Netflix as well.
It's crazy, right? I mean, that show's always in the top 10 for ratings. And then even on Netflix, people are like, you know what? Can't get enough. I'm going to rewatch it and go to bed at 7.
Ah, Mark
I'm 80.
Eat my dinner at 4:30.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I get a discount. I'm no ARP.
I had somebody visiting me. It was my mother, who's 75. She said, I got up real early today and did a couple things and then went back to sleep. I said, what is real early? She goes, 3:15. That is the damn middle of the night.
Right.
Like, I hope you went back to sleep.
Yeah, but not if you're traveling from the East Coast and you have to adjust.
It'd have been a few days.
Okay.
That's just what old people do, man.
I can't sleep, so I'm going to be productive. I mean, that's it. Right. Man, I couldn't sleep.
I got up. You didn't get up.
You didn't get up.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, right? But she's in the middle of the night. That's like 3 a.m. Or what'd she say? Really early, 3:15. That is the middle of the night.
Right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, what, do you have to get in to be on the morning show, Mom? Anyhow, NCIS, fourth on that list. These are the top 10 Netflix most watched shows that aren't Friends. Number 3 is Grey's Anatomy. Number 2 is Friends. And number 1 is The Office.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
They were all popular shows.
They still are. I recommend to everybody that'll listen to me, I think people are getting annoyed with this, but watch Top Boy. If you ever liked The Wire, Top Boy is in London, but it's the same kind of gritty gangster show, just taking place in London.
Okay. You might get hit with the Norwal
Tusk?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Top Boy is a good one. I also really like Peaky Blinders. Basically, if it's a English gangster show, mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Peaky Blinders?
I have not.
Oh. Man, it's good. I will say this. Make sure you're not depressed when you watch Peaky Blinders.
Okay, see, that's good to know.
It is a dark, dark show. The last season was very dark. Like, to the point of, like, it was only, like, 5 or 6 episodes. I could only watch, like, 1 and then have to take a week in between.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like, man, he's seeing ghosts.
A week? Damn, man.
Well, here's the deal. When I watch my gangster shows, I can deal with gun violence for some reason. But Peaky Blinders is way back in the day, and there's a lot of stabbing. It's real personal. You know what I mean?
I'm like the drill of a code.
Getting all stabby.
Yeah, they're getting real close and personal with each other. I'm just like, oh, man, that's brutal. But anyhow, yeah, that's my favorite show on there. Top Boy and Peaky Blinders. And of course, Thrill. Seems like a good time to mention. You could also catch up on All American on Netflix.
A high school drama, correct?
Yeah.
Is that the one you were watching?
Yeah. And then, like, every time I brought it, he was like, you don't have to tell me every time I'd like it. Like,
every single time. I don't mind you telling me about the show. It's not that. I know you like it, but Ted would always end up, dude, you got to check it out.
Isn't the maximum season for that 4, based on the fact that, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior? Like, it couldn't last any longer. The kids can't stay there forever.
Oh, don't use logic in this one, Miles.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A movie theater is evacuated over a delivered box of highly contagious pee. Meanwhile, a Florida couple ages 70 and 60 have sex on a sidewalk in Clearwater for all to see. Bless you. Florida woman fakes medical emergency to get a bigger seat on a plane. A naked man in Kohl's parking lot on Black Friday is seen hanging brain. And Rhode Island man arrested for DUI after he smashed his car into a cop. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to North Carolina where a man was arrested after he was found in a parking lot. While on patrol in a Kohl's parking lot, an officer smelled marijuana coming from a row of cars. What the officer found was a car with the window down and a nude man inside. When he ordered the man to dress and come out of the car, he fled and led the officer on a short chase. He was eventually arrested and charged. As long as it's off duty, getting high in a parking lot, is that bad of a thing? Now, granted, the naked thing's something that we ought to talk about.
You don't need to be naked, and there's a warrant out for you.
Oh, is that what it was, too? Yeah. A warrant out for him?
I mean, come on, man.
Right? I mean, I don't mind you hotboxing the car, all right.
Not at all.
Dang.
But don't do it naked.
Do it right, man.
It's more fun naked.
I'm sure, Ted. But do it in your own. Do it in the garage. Do it in your own driveway. Do it not in a parking lot when you have a warrant out for your arrest. In other news, gang, let me ask you something. When driving under the influence and you were to get into a car accident, who is the last person that you would want to see coming out of that car?
A cop.
Not a bad call, Miles.
My mother.
12-year-old driving.
Ted, you're right, and is absolutely a police officer. That's just what happened to a man in Rhode Island, but it's even worse. Officers were conducting a traffic stop on the freeway when one of the parked, lit-up cruisers was rear-ended by a drunk driver.
Oh, jeez, man.
Police charged the 29-year-old with DUI and refusing to submit a chemical test. You hit a parked police cruiser that was lit up conducting an actual routine stop.
I wasn't drunk, I'm blind.
Right?
Came out of nowhere. Couldn't even see it.
Mm-hmm. You're just tagging on charges at that point. Now you're
looking for everything.
You are. Come on, man. Admit when you did wrong and just take your licks. Don't make it worse. We head down south where a man couldn't stand not having sex with his older woman any longer. Authorities say that a 12-year-old bared witness to a street-side encounter between a 60-year-old man and his 70-year-old lady.
That 12-year-old did not deserve that.
No, he didn't. You can't do anything to deserve
it. I saw their mugshots. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yes, it's horrible. Police were called after the two of them were seen engaging in lewd activities. It wasn't exactly sex. However, they were doing it right there on the sidewalk. The man immediately admitted to the crime, and both were arrested and charged. And you will never guess where these lovebirds are from.
Florida.
Oh, you absolutely nailed it.
Of course.
Just if you're gonna...
So he admitted to the crime, meaning that I think I know what he was doing.
What do you think? Like,
well, if that's the crime.
No, that is not the crime. So she was... I don't know how exactly they had it down. She was laying down. The Southerners were up there, and she was doing everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know why we got all the way there.
But,
and that's,
but he's the criminal?
Well, he was engaged. I mean, he was...
Right. Well, then I want to be a criminal.
He was bagging heat there.
Not with her. I saw the picture.
The airlines are in the news again, this time because of a passenger. A Florida woman has been arrested for her methods of getting a better seat on the flight. The woman wanted a bigger seat and thought claiming breathing issues would get it done. The plane was evacuated after she claimed that she was having trouble breathing, but admitted to lying and refused to get off the plane. She was eventually coaxed off and detained under the Baker Act. Authorities say that no criminal charges have been filed.
How? I mean, like, come on, man.
Probably because they're...
It's so stupid.
Other than the fact that, yeah, you were just lying about a medical condition, I don't know that there's anything criminal here. You're just a jerk.
You're a jerk. Well, yeah, maybe there's nothing criminal. But they had the flight returned back to from whence it came, Pensacola,
right.
Florida. And I want to say the makeup flight didn't take off for like another 12 hours.
Right.
So if I'm a passenger who's fairly normal and just bought this ticket, like, I'm already pissed, man. I got to wait 12 hours in Pensacola, Florida.
One of those where you're ruining for everybody at
right.
this point. Okay, now not only do you not get your bigger seat, now none of us get on this flight that they probably, half of them at least, have connections somewhere else because you're flying out of Pensacola,
well, not
Florida.
Anymore. Basically, she sneezed on the uncut lasagna.
Right.
It just came out of the oven. You sneeze, like, come on, man.
And now nobody gets it, man. Doggone it.
Yeah, nice job.
Can we just grow up a little bit?
I can't breathe. I need a bigger seat.
We go to North Bend, Washington, where a wrong address caused a panic. We talked about this a little bit earlier today. A local movie theater was evacuated after they received a package labeled, quote, highly contagious human substance.
Mm-mm.
Not only was the theater evacuated, it caused the closure of several nearby streets, and the manager of the theater was sent to the hospital. But after the substance turned out to be urine samples that were being sent to a clinic for testing, people calmed down a smidge.
I don't know.
What's contagious about it? Unless you have some sort of a virus in there, what's contagious about it?
Right? Highly contagious means you took a urine sample and it's weird.
That's it. That's it for headlines with that. Go Hawks. Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Next time on the program, Bill Cosby and Matt Lauer join us.
Yes, indeed. Man, oh, man, the questions we have. But in the meantime, we be all about this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.